student loan questions answered. Ray Kaplan of the Kaplan Law Firm is joining us. A couple of things going on. You've got the freeze on student loan payments, certain ones, ending early next year. And then there's this announcement, Ray, that the first big wave of public servants, people who work in the public sector jobs that you've been telling us about, they have been awarded forgiveness. Big headline I saw today, more than 30,000 borrowers are receiving an estimated $2 billion in debt relief in this initial round. That's according to the Education Department. Of that group, at least 10,000 have already had their balances canceled, while the remainder will have a clean slate in the coming week. So it's happening. I know there were a lot of problems before, but it sounds like it is actually happening, isn't it?
It's really happening. I know it's actually a great benefit for so many student loan borrowers. The key is that if you're a borrower and you worked in the public sector from 2007 forward, you do need to do something in order to trigger the forgiveness or the potential forgiveness of your loans. And obviously we help out with that all the time. But if your listeners want to go to studentaid.gov, that's actually a really good resource for public sector loan forgiveness information. That's mm-hmm. studentaid.gov. And basically what you want to do is submit an employment certification. There's a little bit more to it than that, but you have to have the right type of loans as well. So we walk our clients through this in order to get them the loans. But we actually just had a WGN listener who had $32,000 of her
wow.
loans forgiven as a result. Yes.
Can you, without betraying any confidences, can you describe her general circumstance?
Well, yeah. So basically, she had been making payments for many years, but the problem was that she was making payments on the wrong type of loans. And so her previous payments for those years before she came in to see us did not count under the old rules. But what the Biden administration has done is they've decided to loosen up those rules so that we asked for an audit and submitted an employment certification form so that then those payments that were previously not eligible mm-hmm. started to count towards public sector loan forgiveness. So then her entire balance was wiped out, whereas under the normal rules, she would probably be paying for about another 6 years or so.
Wow. How about that? 312-981-7200. Got a student loan question. Ray can answer it. Is there a limit? Is there a ceiling on how much can be forgiven? What are the rules on that?
No, there's actually no limit on that. So the sections of forgiveness under the law that applies to federal student loans, there's no limit setting forth how much you can get in forgiveness. And public sector loan forgiveness is also a tax-free forgiveness, so you don't have to pay income tax on the loans that are forgiven. And the same with loans that are forgiven under the disability section of the statute. We recently had a client who had their $86,000 in loans forgiven also in one fell swoop. So that's really important for WGN listeners who are retired, and also if you have some sort of a medical illness or ailment, there's a really good section of the statute that will allow you to have your entire balance wiped out in one fell swoop.
Public sector employees, what does that involve? Can you just give us a few more examples of that, Ray, in case people are wondering, do I qualify?
Oh, sure. So you have to be employed or have been employed full-time in the public sector for 120 payments, and this only counts for payments from 2007 forward. Public sector employees would be firemen, police officers, nurses at hospitals that are 501c3s or not-for-profit, like Amita, Northwestern, University of Chicago, Advocate. All of those would qualify. So even if you're not a doctor or a nurse, even if you just, let's say, work as a receptionist at one of those places, that will also qualify. And public school teachers will also qualify. The other thing is that there's teacher loan forgiveness, which is different than public sector loan forgiveness. And there's a reason you don't want to go for both types of forgiveness at the same time. It essentially elongates the time before you can get your loans forgiven. So we can go over that stuff with
people
individually. As well, but
right,
yeah,
it's a tricky process, as we've seen. I think a lot of people were expecting the last round. We thought, oh, we had you on, Ray, and you said you talked about the public sector loan forgiveness, and it seemed as if not many people made it through that process the last round. What do you attribute that to?
Well, because the way the it's a great statute in that it's very generous and forgiving, but the problem is that the servicers who service the loans don't really tell you how to go about getting it. And the statute is very rigid. So you have to be in compliance with all these different provisions of the statute. And the problem was that most people didn't know how to do that, and they weren't getting guidance from their servicers. Mm-hmm. I still believe that that actually is a problem and probably will always be a problem anytime you're talking about kind of these complicated rules. But for this next year, the idea is that if you were previously told that you didn't qualify, you may very well qualify now, and your previous payments might qualify as well. The other thing I want people to know is that during this COVID forbearance, which is the last 22 months or so, you've not had to make payments on your federal student loans. And if you have, you can get the entire amount that you paid over this last 22 months refunded completely into your bank account. And they're actually very good about that. So if you were making payments and you have direct federal student loans or Parent PLUS loans, the COVID forbearance applies and you didn't have to make payments. So even though those payments would be $0 for that 22 months, they will also count towards public sector loan forgiveness and you'll get the refund. So there may be a lot of money that you can actually get back.
Okay, but it doesn't necessarily reduce the entire loan. It just means you can get that money now and continue paying unless you qualify for some of these other
programs. Right, exactly. So for some people, they just didn't know that their loans should be kind of frozen under COVID forbearance, so they continue to pay. Well, so the thing is, you can actually get that money back now because there's no interest accruing on your loans during COVID forbearance. The issue, though, is that COVID forbearance is ending at the end of January, mm-hmm. and servicers are starting to contact borrowers and tell them what their monthly payments are going to be. The problem is that they don't tell you all of the payment plans that you're eligible for. They usually quote you the standard repayment plan, which is generally speaking one of the highest payment plans.
Okay, so you got to do your homework here. You don't just trust the guy on the line when you call on this stuff. 815,
right.
Loans accrued during college, but I never graduated. Can those be erased? And then we're going to go to the phones. Can you erase those, Ray Kaplan?
Well, it depends. There is a section of the law that deals with people whose schools engaged in some sort of fraudulent activity. It's called borrower defense to repayment. And if the reason you didn't graduate was because of something like that, some kind of a conduct, misleading conduct on your school's part, mm-hmm. then we might be able to have the loans forgiven under that section. Otherwise, I would say probably no. However, even with the payment plans that are available, there is a lot of forgiveness kind of built into the payment plan if you know what you're doing.
If you know what you're doing. Let's see. Sue's got a question for you. Go ahead, Sue. You're on WGN.
Hi.
Go ahead with your question.
Hi there. We have a Parent PLUS loan for mm-hmm. my daughter that is in my husband's name, and I have been a teacher. Mm-hmm. Does that qualify?
It doesn't. So the first thing I would do would be to make sure that it's actually in your husband's name. So you can log on to studentaid.gov and have your husband log on and make sure that his name pops up so that you know for sure that it's in his name. Can I ask what your husband does for a living?
He's in sales.
He's in sales. Okay, so nothing in the public sector. Has he ever worked in the public sector?
No.
Okay, so best bet, assuming that it for sure is in his name, would be to choose from one of the best and lowest payment plans available, and we can certainly help you out with that.
Okay, great.
Hope it helps, Sue. Thanks for the question. Okay. Colleen's got a question as well. This is one I'd like to know the answer to, too. Go ahead, Colleen.
Hi, hello. Is there a certain income household threshold that you need to be under in order to qualify for the loan forgiveness?
No, there really is not. So different types of loan forgiveness and different rules apply, but for public sector loan forgiveness, the issue is really whether or not you're going to benefit from it, and there is a calculation that we apply to your income, but it's kind of like it's prorated over the years of the payment plan. So if your adjusted gross income is much higher than the loan balance, you may not benefit from the forgiveness. But if it is the reverse, if your loan balance is higher than your adjusted gross income, then you likely will benefit from that forgiveness.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Thank you.
Thanks, Colleen.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, and thank you for the call. You mentioned, I was reading here because a lot of folks had said, well, is President Biden going to eliminate college loans for everybody? And it doesn't appear as if the administration is moving in that direction from what I'm seeing, Ray Kaplan. You mentioned public service employees, people with disabilities. There are these areas that are seemingly very targeted in the way they're going about this. Is that what you're hearing?
That's exactly right, Anna. They're doing this more targeted loan forgiveness, and they're actually in discussion right now in different rules committees to decide if they're going to make some small changes to some of the income-based repayment plans. But that kind of sweeping loan forgiveness that we heard so much about during the political season really doesn't have much support. It has some support amongst Democrats, but actually even President Biden doesn't really support it. He has mentioned $10,000 off of a lot of people's loans, but I think what they're doing actually right now might not be as splashy when it comes to headlines, but it really is giving a lot of targeted relief for a lot of borrowers, probably over 2 million borrowers.
Mm-hmm. And I'm hearing already some people are complaining, like, wait a minute, this is taxpayer money, and not everyone agrees with these kinds of programs. We're just trying to put it out there what the information is, because it's available to you if you'd like to take advantage of it, whether you agree with it or not. Tom's got a question for you. Go ahead, Tom. Your question for Ray Kaplan.
Hi. So I'm a military veteran, and I have a total and permanent disability. I had a Parent Plus loan, and I received notice from the servicer that it was going to be forgiven. And then 2 weeks later, I got a notice that it was transferred to another servicer, and that notification is no longer in the system.
Let me ask you, was it transferred to Nelnet?
No. Ed Financial.
Ed Financial. Okay. So that's interesting. You might want to give us a call and let us take a look at this, because Nelnet is the servicer that has a contract with the Department of Education to oversee all total permanent disability applications. So what we could do is move your loans over to Nelnet and then submit the application to have the loans forgiven.
Hmm. That sounds good.
Okay.
Tom, why don't you hang on? Pete will take your information, and then we'll connect you guys, okay?
Absolutely.
I have another question, though.
All right, shoot, real quick. Go ahead.
I'm also a guarantor on another Parent Plus loan. Does that qualify or no?
You know what? I have to take a look at it, because it might be that we can do a federal consolidation to get your name off as an endorser, but we can take a look at it for you.
Tom, stand by for a second. Pete will take your info and they'll connect you guys. Make sure you guys do connect. Ray, thank goodness for people like you interpreting all this. My head is like, I get a headache just thinking about all this stuff. Like, because you're never sure if you're going exactly the route that's best for you. And there's so many questions, and they really don't make it all that easy. Although it does seem like it finally is a simpler process, at least for the public sector employees.
Right. They're trying to open it up, and they're trying to make it a little bit easier, but I understand what you're saying. It actually is complicated, and you don't want to leave money on the table. If you're slated to get $20,000, $30,000 in loan forgiveness, it's the law. It's your right under the statute, and you shouldn't leave that money on the table.
Reed Kaplan, have a good Thanksgiving. You said studentaid.gov is a great place, right? Student aid.
That's a great place, or our website, which is financialrelief.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Ray. Good talking with you.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy your holiday. Kaplan Law Firm, Ray Kaplan, is with